As polling stations close in Yemen, many are asking whether this one-man show could be called an election. A whole year since Yemenis took to the streets against their long-time ruler, is Yemen moving towards democracy or yet more chaos? This is News Analysis.
Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, Yemen's presidential nominee, voting in an election in which he's the sole candidate. Hadi speaks of what he calls a bright future for Yemen.
We come to this polling station, and on this day, we close a chapter and open a clean white page in which to write the future of the new Yemen.
Yemenis are split over the election. The proponents of the vote say it will mark the beginning of an end to Ali Abdullah Saleh's era. This is while they promise to continue pushing for the trial of Saleh and his henchmen. The opponents of the election maintain the vote will make no difference and it will keep the, quote, tyrannical regime in place. Protests against Saleh have been continuing since he left for the US earlier this year. The vote has been held under a power transfer deal brokered by Saudi Arabia and supported by the United States. This, as the Riyadh regime as well as the US have constantly been accused by the demonstrators of trying to keep the Saleh regime in Yemen as intact as possible by crafting a deal, which would guarantee handover of power to another person within the circle. Yemen's revolution began after regional uprisings against US-backed unpopular regimes engulfed the Middle East and North Africa in early 2011. People from all walks of life chose one anti-regime slogan resounding in other Arab nations. The people want the fall of the regime. The Saleh regime gave a heavy-handed response to the people's revolution. Brutal crackdown on the protests with large numbers of people dead or maimed. Saleh's Western backers, including the US, have turned a blind eye to the crackdown.
Joining me now live from London is Ms. Sana Orba, a Yemeni political activist. Thank you very much for being with us. And also with us live from Beirut is Mr. Mohsen Saleh, Professor of Lebanese University. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Saleh. My first question I'd like to put to our guest in London. Ms. Orba, can we even call this an election? Some have been calling it a referendum, rather, on the popularity of Mr. Hadi.
Of course not. It's a basic democratic process to have more than one candidate for an election. I think this can't be called an election at all. It's more of a facade and a joke upon the genuine, honest Yemeni citizen.
And Mr. Saleh, do you, however, see this as a positive step forward for Yemen?
I'm not hearing the voice very well.
Right, but Mr.
It's
Saleh.
In my ear.
Yes, Mr. Saleh, can you hear me now?
Yes, better.
Okay, the question was, do you see this election as a positive step forward, despite the fact that people have been saying that this is not an election, it's rather a referendum?
It is like a referendum. It's I'm not convinced that it's a referendum. It's a referendum for something new, a constitution, a new president, a new leader, or something like that. Very strategic point to have a referendum in a country like Yemen. I guess it's now just to vote for a sole president, a deputy president, vice president of Ali Abdullah Saleh, and he is the only one that the oligarchic regimes in Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the Gulf sheikhdoms agreed to have this president, and also Mr. Obama, President Obama of the United States, agreed, and probably he is going to congratulate the new president. I guess this is a compromise on the blood of the Yemenis. Mm. I'm not satisfied with this what's so called election at all.
Ms. Orba, let's put this question to you as well. We know that despite the fact that people may be concerned about Mr. Hadi being as the only candidate in this election, however, people are saying, well, we have to take steps, we have to take this little steps one by one. This is a move toward achieving some kind of progress in the revolutionary movement. Do you see it that way, or do you think that the decision by some opposition groups to boycott the election was the right decision?
Well, I mean, the people of Yemen are currently divided between voting and boycotting the elections. You have, for example, the Houthis in the north who have completely boycotted it on their principles of rejecting the GCC initiative initially. Mm. And then you have the Southern Secessionists who have boycotted because they feel it's by voting they're kind of going along the lines of unity, which obviously they do not agree with. But there are people with genuine interest in the reform of Yemen, and they are generally voting for change, and you have some who are voting just to kind of prevent a further bloodshed and further mm-hmm. clashes in the country.
Mm. And one major question that's been raised here, Mr. Saleh, is whether this election will put an end to Saleh's regime. When Mr. Hadi himself was the vice president in the Saleh regime, the fact that Saleh himself and members of the former regime have immunity, and Saleh himself has said that he's going to be back in the political scene, do you think that there will be an end to the Saleh regime with this election? Mr. Saleh, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Well, did you hear the question?
Not completely, because the voice is not...
Right, I'll just repeat my question then a bit more loudly. Do you see this election putting an end to the Saleh regime?
Absolutely not. I guess because of this Hadi Mansour, the vice president, and still the people are killed in the streets, in the south, in the north, and even in the streets of Sana'a and other places, we are now having what so-called destructive instability in Yemen, and this implemented by the agents of the United States in order to create a new pattern in the Arab revolutions. And this pattern might be repeated in Libya, and also they are doing that in trying to do that in Syria and other places. I am not satisfied, as I said. I guess the regime is still there. All the personnel and the great officials and officers in the army are still there. The son of Ali Abdullah Saleh and all his entourage are there. And they did not allow anybody to go for presidency except for this deputy president. And Ali Abdullah Saleh congratulated this Hadi, and he called the Yemenis to vote for Mr. Hadi Mansour. And I guess this is a game, and it's a joke. I don't think the Yemenis would believe in such a process that has been called by the Western powers, especially the United States and some of these oligarchies, the Saudis, who are really scared mm. from such revolution in Yemen and in other places. Mm. So they are trying to sabotage and try to contain such revolution, and we will have a new revolution in Yemen against such procedures. Mm. And what is going on is a kind of corrupt of democracy for those people who really protest that they are doing something for democracy, whether in Yemen or in the Arab world or in the Muslim world. I guess the right. peoples in the Arab world and the Muslim world, they know their interests, and they don't need these oligarchic regimes and the Americans to teach them what kind of democracy they can do, not to prevent them from right. Going to election or vote for a single person for presidency.
Right, Ms. Orba, you were referring to the GCC-mediated deal. Of course, that deal was what has led to this election taking place today. Do you think, however, that that was the proper solution to the Yemen crisis? If it was not the proper solution, what alternatives were there? Because there are some people who say this was the only option that could have been adopted in the case of Yemen, or else Yemen would be seeing a civil war. Do you think there was a better alternative?
I think there's always better alternatives to outside intervention, and as I see this GCC, sorry, I think it's a game that the Saudis and the Western powers are playing. Like Mr. Saleh said, it's in their interest to keep Yemen weak, and by initiating this GCC initiative, they're doing that. And the GCC was not made in the interest of the Yemeni people. We could have had, real reform and hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Sorry. We could have had there are a number of political parties who are willing to step up to the table, and they have done so, and the West and the Gulf states have completely ignored this. Mm. And obviously it's in their best interest to infiltrate the Yemeni revolution, and they have done so.
Hmm. And Mr. Saleh, I'd like to have your view on this as well. Would you agree that the mediation and the solution that was put forward by the GCC was not the only solution that could help the situation in Yemen, and that there were better alternatives?
Well, there were other solutions if they have heard the Yemenis and the opposition parties who really wanted to reconstruct the country and have a new Yemen for all the Yemenis, whether in the south or in the north or in the middle, and bring all the tribes and the political parties, as we saw this plurality in Yemen, they could have had a better and a democratic or consultative kind of council in order to
right,
have
but Mr.
a
Saleh,
new
the
era
argument
of
that the argument that these countries, like the GCC members, have been putting forward is that that couldn't have happened because Saleh would create civil war in Yemen. What about that?
Well, I guess Saleh is their man. Saleh is their president, the Saudi president and the American president. They could have said many things to Ali Abdullah Saleh, like what they have said to Hosni Mubarak or to Ali Zayn bin Ali, or even before in the 80s to Suharto in Indonesia. And they know them very well. They finance them. They aid them. They propagate for them. They do everything in order to contain the people. And after the people went out into the streets, they want to do a new scenario. They are doing that in Yemen. They are not, Ali Abdullah Saleh is not terrified by this movement. On the contrary, Ali Abdullah Saleh is satisfied. And he has all the privileges and the immunity, and his family and all the leaders of under his order are living a very good life now. And I guess they are going to convert and have a new coup d'etat against all the people in Yemen, and they will try also to sabotage and cancel all the voices raised by the revolution during the time of about a year, almost a year. And now we will see a new opposition parties. We can see in Yemen, in the south, they did not go to vote. They did not go to the boxes. On the contrary, they really striked and do everything against this election. Also in the Houthis, in Saada and other places, they did not vote. How are they going to satisfy these people or bring them to the state or to the country? I guess they are putting fuel on the fire, and they are going to have many enemies. While this Hadi is going to satisfy Saudi Arabia and United States, not the Yemenis, because of the strategic place of Yemen. We have a new battle in Yemen. We will have a new blood will be shed in Yemen. Mm. And I guess the Yemen, since its destiny is in the hands of the United States and the GCC, we're going to have a catastrophe in Yemen. Unless they abandon such tricks for the Yemenis and for the people of Yemen, and unless they raise their hand from on the Yemenis, unless they do all this, the Yemenis will continue their revolution until they have a real independence under their will and right. their dictation, not the American dictations.
And Ms. Orba, you referred to the southern movement. Of course, we know that on this election they've been storming polling stations, they've been boycotting the elections, they've been saying that this election is going against their aspirations for autonomy, and that has raised a lot of concerns about what awaits Yemen when we are speaking about the southern secessionist movement. Do you think that there is a strong possibility now in this condition that Yemen would be divided?
Well, I guess, when I was in Yemen, in South Yemen, in Aden, in December, and I spoke to these people who call themselves Al-Hirak, they're the southern secessionist movement. And what these people were saying is that we've been oppressed and ignored for too long. We've been forced to take the back seat. And since the unity of Yemen, they've kind of been, they said that everything has been stolen off them, from land to wealth to resource to jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think, to be honest, the attacks that we saw last night and today in Aden and other surrounding areas are kind of, they were expected. And I do sympathize with them, even though people are being harmed, and I heard four have died so far in Aden, and they are targeting schools, which obviously will affect the educational system in Aden. But I do sympathize and understand where they're coming from.
Right, and same question, Mr. Saleh, do you think after this election, if we are looking what will happen from now, you said that political parties, oppositions should come together. Do you think that there will be unity, for instance, between this secessionist movement in the south, the northern Houthi movement, and the wide range of various groups that we're seeing across Yemen?
Well, I guess by taking this step of election for sole presidential candidate Al-Hadi, there will be no more going back to such kind of compromise or coalition between the opposition parties. And I guess we are going, unfortunately, for a such kind of division. That's what the Americans want. Especially, I am afraid, very afraid, that to have Al-Qaeda a deal with the United States, and we'll have this South again given or designed for Al-Qaeda and these extremists. And they have talks in Qatar. And I guess that would be very bad for Yemen. And it seems to me that Ali Abdullah Saleh was a military man, and he knows Yemen very well, used force against his people. But Hadi, of course, he is a military person, but he is not having this kind of solid will in order to bring all these portions or municipalities of Yemen together. Mm. And I guess we are going to have a great problems in Yemen in terms of social, economic, and also political division in Yemen. And that's unfortunate.
Right.
And now it's time for probably a new deal with all these opposition parties together, if they come together between Al-Ahmar family, because they are, it seems to me that they are the greatest tribe in Yemen and other parts in Saudi and in the south. And during these 2 years, they should get rid of Al-Hadi and Ali Abdullah Saleh's
right.
entourage and political lines, and to create a new Yemen. That's the only solution. Their destiny in their hands. Mm. And I guess the division of Yemen is bad for all of these parties. They right. are going to have wars together with each other instead of having probably wars against any foreign intervention, whether American or Atlantic or NATO forces, like what has happened in Tripoli in Libya.
Right,
and I guess we have a new era.
Yeah, let's go back to Ms. Ogba here. Mr. Saleh there was referring in his comments to Al-Qaeda. Ms. Ogba, tell us about the strength that you think Al-Qaeda is having in Yemen. We know that Ali Abdullah Saleh was a strong ally for the United States in their, what they called the war against Al-Qaeda militants in Yemen. Do you think that there is a very strong possibility for militancy to rise in Yemen?
Over the past few weeks and months, Al-Qaeda activity has strengthened in especially southern Yemen and Abyan. While I was there, there was families that were leaving Abyan and coming into Aden, you know, to live and kind of occupy schools and live there. But to be honest, I think the whole prospect of Al-Qaeda was, you said Saleh was an ally of America, but he was also at the same time aiding Al-Qaeda himself. He's always been described as a man who plays on both sides of things, and that's how he's controlled Yemen for the past 33 years, and he's done so wittingly, I guess.
And the last question I'd like to put to Mr. Saleh, if you can, Mr. Saleh, in less than a minute, tell us, do you think that with Saleh getting immunity, that there is a possibility for Saleh or members of his regime now to get back to the political scene in Yemen, quickly if you can?
Well, the most important thing is the political line, the political party. The political party is still there. They're having the same policies, and they're having the same regime, and they have the same constitution and the same policies towards the United States and the GCC and other things. I guess this is unfortunate, and this would lead Yemen into, as I said, to a new battle against the revolutionists, who want really a real change, not just a superficial change in order to appease Saudi Arabia or Qatar or United States. We have a new timing for the tribes in order to rearrange a new plan for getting rid of Al-Hadi and others. Ali Abdullah Saleh, of course, he's there. His mind is there. His political mind is there. And the Americans are there. His bosses in Saudi Arabia and in his masters in the United States are there. That's unfortunate. Revolutions usually create a new political milieu against the original enemy, which is the United States and Saudi Arabia.
Thank you very much. Mohsen Saleh, Professor of Lebanese University, joining us there live from Beirut. I'd also like to thank our guest in London, Ms. Sana Ogba, Yemeni political activist. Thank you very much. I'm afraid we've run out of time. From me, Homa Lezgi, and the rest of our team here in Tehran. Until our next news analysis, it's goodbye.